Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. Oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. Listen, for the first dipper here today, we did an entire discussion on illegal crime, crime by illegals. And I talked about the fact that in the middle of all that, you've got not only the waves of people coming across the southern border illegally, but the crimes that are being committed by some of them are just doubly heinous because the perpetrator shouldn't be here in the first place. And then we kind of add to that conversation that there are two individuals who are constantly talked about as possibly replacing Biden on the ticket. One being Gretchen Whitmer is an absolute open borders, sanctuary state politician. The other is Gavin Newsom from California, who is everything that I would not want to see in either a governor or a president, but there he is. Listen, somebody who knows it firsthand, who can speak to having seen and worked alongside him as a legislator, is Melissa Melendez. She served as a California state legislator for 10 years. She retired from the California State Senate in 2022. By the way, she's also a Navy veteran. She served for 10 years in the intelligence community as a Russian language translator. She and her husband have five children, one of whom currently serves in the Navy. She's a Club for Growth Foundation fellow. That's how we met. And she's also, by the way, the former executive director of the America First Policy Institute. Let me just welcome her to the show again, California State Senator Melissa Melendez. How are you doing?
Oh, Phil, it is so good to hear from you. I love being amongst people who are on the right side, which doesn't happen a whole lot in California.
Well, but I tell you what, you say that. Let me get you to just affirm, please, that there are you're not the only conservative in California. There's others. There really are, right?
Oh, gosh, no. There are plenty of conservatives in California. And, you know, so much so that they've actually launched another recall of Gavin Newsom. So they are out there. Trust me, they are out there and they are not hiding. I mean, some, you know, the Hollywood types, they try to keep it on the down low. But everybody else is pretty vocal about how they feel about Gavin Newsom running our state into the ground.
Yeah. Wow. Well, listen, a lot of times people who don't live there, and I did live there for a period of time when I was young, but folks who don't live there picture, okay, maybe it's the enclaves in Northern California, but you're a conservative former state senator from Southern California, am I right?
That's correct. And there are definitely, you know, like any state, there are certainly enclaves of, you know, conservative constituencies and the more liberal constituencies. But honestly, the conservatives are sprinkled throughout the state. We have many, many in Northern California, but we have a whole lot in Southern California, too. And I think Californians in general really are just tired of seeing what's going on here. And the thought of Gavin Newsom then moving on to sit in the White House is terrifying to most of us, even Democrats. You know, my Democrat friends say the same thing, like, God help us if he ever gets in the White House.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, having lived out there a while and just and also done some military duty, I did some TDY in Coronado. What a beautiful, beautiful state with so many resources. I mean, you're really living in the jewel, one of the jewels of this nation. And yeah, the policies that are too much in the majority out there right now are driving it into the ground, which is sad. But you served in the California State Senate during a time that Gavin Newsom has been the governor. I'm assuming you've met him personally and you've had to see him in action. Talk about that for a minute.
Oh, yes. Definitely have had my time with Gavin Newsom. And he, you know, it's interesting, though, because he's not really in tune with his party. He sort of separates himself from the Democrat legislatures. It was fascinating to watch. I mean, Jerry Brown was governor when I first got elected. And he was much more friendly with Republicans and Democrats alike. I mean, we certainly didn't agree on a lot of the policies, but he understood that you had to work with both sides. Gavin Newsom really kind of separates himself, even from his own party. Sort of, I think he sees himself as in his own class. And I think a lot of, you know, the country has seen that with his, you know, prancing around the country and trying to be a Biden surrogate and professing his loyalty to President Biden, which I don't believe for a second. I think he's just waiting for one tumble down the stairs for him to, you know, jump in and replace Biden. But he is, he's in a class of his own, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, I mean, I look back and there's so many times when you see him almost like he's trying desperately to get on the national stage. Didn't he make a junket to China? I think he's actually hosted some state dinners, so to speak. He did the whole debate with DeSantis, which I thought was unusual. What was the reaction in California to the governor of California debating the governor of Florida?
Well, you know, everybody looked at it as, what in the world is he doing? We have a hot mess back here in California. Why in the world is he debating Ron DeSantis? I mean, you know, Newsom wasn't even a candidate for the presidency, so it didn't make a whole lot of sense other than ego. He just wanted to go out there and try to, you know, smack down DeSantis, which did not happen. For anybody who watched the debate, I think we all saw what happened there. You know, DeSantis certainly took him down a few pegs, but of course Newsom comes back and claims victory. But when we have an exploding homeless population here, when we have the economy in the tank, we're billions and billions, I think about $63 billion, you know, in debt in California. People just looked at it and said, you know, you're turning your back on the people you were elected to represent. And we have a lot of issues here that we'd like, you know, to be solved. And would you please come back and take care of it? But he's not really interested in that. He's been kind of running this shadow campaign for the presidency for the past couple of years. And I don't think that's going to stop. I still think he's hopeful that maybe there's a slim chance he could sneak in there. I think he probably realizes it is slim, but remember, he's looking ahead in 4 years because he wants to be the nominee, you know, after this next presidency. So he is certainly trying to play the long game, but I don't know how he stands on his record in California in front of the country, given, you know, the problems that we have here. I mean, every other state in the union is saying, look at what California is doing. Don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, one of the most interesting surveys, I guess, that I see is every year U-Haul Corporation issues their U-Haul report. And they show you the states where the number one state for one-way rentals out of the state and the ones with the one-way rentals into the state. And California, successive years in a row, has had the most one-way rentals of trailers out of the state.
Yep.
And in a time when we wondered if Alabama was going to maintain its congressional, you know, delegation, we have seven congressmen here. We didn't lose. In fact, California and New York lost congressional seats because of loss of population.
That's right. That is correct. And in fact, I mean, is there any other state in the union that you know of that has a Facebook page, a group on Facebook dedicated to people leaving California? Because we have two. We have one called Life After California, and we will have one called Leaving California. And there are thousands and thousands of members to these two Facebook groups, all telling their stories about where they've moved to, why they moved, how much better life is in their new home state. I mean, that's pretty sad when you have an entire social media page dedicated to people departing this state. That should tell you something. And, you know, do we still have some people moving in? We do. But the out-migration is growing and growing. And, you know, that's why we lost a congressional seat, because people have had it. They're tired of it. They can't afford to live here. They don't like the policies coming out here. And it's not showing any signs of getting any better. I mean, we have, you know, a crime problem in California that Gavin Newsom has been insisting doesn't exist. We had the voters pass Prop 47, which, not to go into great detail, but it certainly decriminalized a lot of different things, lessened the charges. You know, that's why you see a lot of the smash and grabs here, because if you steal under $950, yeah, you basically get a ticket. Gavin Newsom says, no, 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 there's no problem. And now all of a sudden he's doing a 180 and saying, oh, we need to fix this. So people are, I think, are getting wise to the fact that he has his eyes on the next rung in the ladder and not on fixing California.
And yet I think it's also important to point out, you're the land of Reagan. I mean, it's in my lifetime that Ronald Reagan was the governor of California and launched his campaign for the presidency from the state of California. And I wonder what it will take to get back to being the land of Reagan. What do you think?
Oh, boy. I wish that those days were on the horizon for us. But until, you know, well, look, Phil, when you hand free things out on a regular basis, you get people addicted to those free things. And that's exactly what the Democrats have done here in California. Everything is free. And, you know, once you do that, you can't take it away. And now you've got them hooked. And so that's part of our problem. But again, we have a $63 billion budget deficit now. So that's what happens when you give everything away for free. Suddenly you run out of other people's money to pay for it. And that's where we are now. getting back to the days of Reagan, I think it's going to take some time. I don't think it's impossible because obviously, you know, we were there before, but it's the population and the demographic shift in California, I think, are contributing to that. Once people start to realize that the policies the Democrats are putting in place are actually hurting their wallet, then I think they start to wise up and say, you know, maybe we should try something different.
It'd be nice. That's asking a lot for them to wise up. But let me ask you something. I mean, so go back to Gavin Newsom for the next couple of minutes we've got together. So, I mean, from the outside look, and I know I'm biased, but from the outside looking in, he always has a condescending air when he addresses something, and he talks like the interview with or the debate with DeSantis. He was like, just like, trying to sort of press his way into issues like, I know better. And he feels smarmy, yeah. And he has that smile and that slick back hair. What's he like in real life? Is he a hoot to be around? Is he fun? Could you have a beer with him? Or is he just above everybody all the time?
He is exactly the way you just described him. I mean, he really is. No, he really is. He's no different. I think I've told you this before. You know, I'm positive that when he wakes up in the morning, he looks in the mirror, he moves his hair back with his hand, and he says, "Good morning, Mr. President." I mean, that's what this guy's personality is like. He does. He thinks he is above everyone else, and that includes people in his own party. That's why he's constantly butting heads with the Democrat legislators, because they don't see eye to eye. He cuts them out of decisions. He keeps them in the dark. They don't like it. Now, they still are going to walk, you know, arm in arm, but they're starting to get a little more, I guess they're bristling more at the way he does business. And even the press here gets irritated with him because he, you know, he ducks out. He doesn't tell people where he's going. He really feels like he is just in his own little world, and the rest of us should just be grateful that we get to, you know, orbit around him. But he's not a Reagan for sure. He's not a Clinton. You know, he's not somebody who understands that you have to make connections with the people with whom you want to do work. He thinks that he's just going to do it on his own. He's going to, you know, run roughshod over everyone, and they better all get in line. And he assumes that they will. But that doesn't always happen. And in fact, I think I saw a video. It actually really made me laugh because it was Governor Sununu who said they were asking a question about, you know, other governors, and they asked him about Newsom. And Sununu, you know, he said, like, none of the other governors like him. When he comes walking up, everybody's like, oh, man, here comes Newsom. So it's not just in our state that he's disliked. It's kind of universal.
Well, I got to ask you this, though. I wondered about this. So if I'm not mistaken, his ex-wife is Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is now dating Eric Trump. And I wonder, is that ever the butt of jokes at all?
Oh my gosh, daily. I mean, it's just too delicious to think about, you know? It's like, come on. But he's got so many issues from his background. I mean, my goodness, this guy, I know that there was rumors that he was, you know, messing around again with somebody that was on his staff, and then she ended up leaving, and, you know, the press kind of treated him with kid gloves in that respect. But he's not someone you take home to mom, let me put it that way.
Wow. Well, that's what I figured, and I wanted to hear it from somebody who, like, knew firsthand. Listen, you hold the line out there on our favorite left coast. I mean, that's you're it's still God's country, and I believe that. But want it back, just so you know. Melissa Melendez, former state senator in California and former executive director for America First, thank you so much for what you do for conservatism.
Thanks. Anytime, Phil. And God bless you guys out there in Alabama. Keep stay strong. We need you. In California, we need you to stay strong. Thanks.
All right, sister. See you. All right. Take a break, man. I ran long because that was just too good not to. But y'all stay tuned. We're going to come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio.